NATO chief warns Trump of dire threats to U.S. over peace deal in Ukraine. By Kurt Zindelka on December 4, 2024. The United States may face a dire threat from burgeoning cooperation between adversaries such as China, Iran, and North Korea if it strikes a peace deal for Russia in Ukraine, NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte warned incoming President Donald Trump. Former Dutch Prime Minister Rutte, who was installed in the top NATO job in October after his long-standing globalist government in The Hague fell apart last year amid growing resentment towards his open borders agenda, has laid out the opening gambit for the international security state's attempt to influence President-elect Trump's peace negotiations with Kyiv and Moscow to end the near three-year hot war. In an interview with the Financial Times, the new NATO boss said that he impressed upon Trump during a Mar-a-Lago meeting last month that adversarial nations may seize upon a peace deal as a sign of weakness from Washington and use the opportunity to launch military operations of their own, including potentially on the mainland of the United States. "We cannot have a situation where we have North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and the Russian leader and Xi Jinping and Iran high-fiving because we came to a deal which is not good for Ukraine. Because long-term that will be a dire security threat not only to Europe but also to the U.S., Rutte told the Globalist newspaper. The NATO chief said that during his meeting with Trump, he warned the president-elect, "Look at the missile technology which is now being sent from Russia into North Korea, which is posing a dire threat not only to South Korea, Japan, but also to the U.S. mainland." Rutte went on to assert that global conflicts are becoming increasingly connected, pointing to Russian aid to Iran and thereby its terrorist proxies such as Hamas and Hezbollah. He also warned that Beijing, in particular, will be watching very carefully the negotiations, and that Xi Jinping may be emboldened to make a military move on Taiwan, an informal ally of the United States, which Communist China considers its own territory despite never having ruled over the island. Despite appearing intent to box in the incoming American president, Rutte has claimed that he has a strong relationship with Donald Trump. "We liked each other when I was in my previous role when he was president. And I sense that we can work from the same basis. And it helps that you find it's genuinely a pleasure to work together," he said. Mr. Trump made ending the war in Ukraine as one of his top priorities during his presidential campaign, and has already reportedly begun making overtures to the major players while he awaits to be inaugurated in January. Trump's allies have often highlighted that during his first term in office, Moscow did not invade its neighbors, while it did so under more establishment presidents including George W. Bush, Barack Obama, and Joe Biden. The comments from the NATO chief came after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky signaled willingness over the weekend to come to a peace agreement that doesn't include Ukraine being given all territory back currently under the control of Moscow, around 20% of the country. While not agreeing to formally cede the territories to Russia, Zelensky suggested that the lines of the conflict could be frozen while Kyiv would seek the return of the disputed territories in a diplomatic way. In return, Zelensky suggested that the territory of Ukraine under control of Kyiv be granted protection of the NATO umbrella. While Ukraine is still seeking to join the Western military alliance, the membership offer would need to include the territories currently under control of Russia, as it is illegal under the Ukrainian constitution to officially recognize Russian control over any of its territory. Therefore, the membership bid would necessarily be put on hold. It is unclear, however, if such an arrangement would be amenable to the Kremlin and Vladimir Putin. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xzindelka@breitbart.com.